Okay, start.
瓦昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年9月15日星期日，我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，为我们继续讲述圣典博加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. And today we read from text 19.
我们今天继续阅读圣典博加瓦坦第二篇第七章，其特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第十九诗节。
Tubhyam.
Tubhyam.
Cha.
Cha.
Narada.
Narada.
Brisham,
Brisham,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Vivridha,
Vivridha,
Tubhyam cha Narada Brisham, Bhagavan Vivridha,
Tubhyam cha Narada Brisham, Bhagavan Vivridha,
Bhavena,
Bhavena,
Sadhu,
Sadhu,
Parituṣṭa,
Parituṣṭa,
Uvacha,
Uvacha,
Yogam,
Yogam,
Bhavena Sadhu Parituṣṭa Uvacha Yogam,
Bhavena Sadhu Parituṣṭa Uvacha Yogam,
Gyanam,
Gyanam,
Cha,
Cha,
Bhagavatam,
Bhagavatam,
Atma,
Atma,
Sattattva.
Sattattva,
Deepam,
Deepam,
Jnanam cha Bhagavatam, Atma Sattattva, Deepam,
Jnanam cha Bhagavatam, Atma Sattattva, Deepam,
Yat,
Yat,
Vasudeva Sharana,
Vasudeva Sharana,
Vidu,
Vidu,
Anjasa,
Anjasa,
Eva,
Eva,
Yad Vasudeva Sharana Vidur Anjasa Eva,
Yad Vasudeva Sharana Vidur Asajasa Eva.
Okay, Tubhyam cha Narada Brisham Bhagavan Vivridha.
Tubhyam cha Narada Brisham Bhagavan Vivridha.
Bhavena sadhu parituṣṭa uvacha yogam.
Bhavena sadhu parituṣṭa uvacha yogam.
Jnanam cha bhagavatam atma sattattva deepam.
Jnanam cha bhagavatam atma sattva deepam.
Yad vasudeva sharana viduranjaseiva.
Yad Vasudeva Sharana Vidur Ajasaiva.
Okay, word for word.
字对字。
Tubhyam.
Tubhyam, 向你。
Cha.
Cha, 还有。
Narada.
Narada, Narada 呀。
Brisham.
Brisham, 很好的。
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan, 人格守神。
Vivridha.
Vivrita, 培育了。
Sadhu,
Sadhu, 阁下。
Parituṣṭa,
Parituṣṭa, 由于感到满足了。
Uvacha,
Uvacha, 描述了。
Yogam,
Yogam, 服务。
Jnanam,
Jnanam, 知识。
Cha,
Cha, 和。
Bhagavatam,
Bhagavatam, 神的科学和为他做奉爱服务的科学。
Atma,
Atma, 自我。
Satatva,
Satatva, 详尽。
Deepam,
Deepam, 就像黑暗中的光芒。
Yat,
Yat, 那。
Vasudeva Sharana,
Vasudeva Sharana, 那些皈依了主莲花族的，那些皈依了主 Vasudeva 的灵魂。
Vidu,
Vidu, 认识他们。
Anjasa,
安扎萨完全清楚。
Eva
如实的。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：纳尔达雅，人格守神化身为Hasavatar， 教导你有关觉悟神和为他做超然的爱心服务的科学。你热情地为他做奉爱服务，令他对你很满意，他还清楚地给你解释了有关奉爱服务的完整科学。全心全意地投靠人格守神 Vasudeva 的人最能理解这门科学。要旨：奉献者和奉爱服务是两个相关词，人除非有成为至尊主的奉献者的倾向，否则不可能对奉爱服务的复杂细节有深入的了解。圣主 Krishna 之所以要给圣 Arjuna 解释奉爱服务的科学，薄伽梵歌，原因在于 Arjuna 不仅是他的朋友，而且是伟大的奉献者。所有的个体灵魂，因为原本是至尊主绝对的人格守神不可缺少的一部分，所以有微小的独立形式的自由。因此，开始为至尊主做奉爱服务的基本资格是愿意合作。要做到这一点，人就应该自愿地与那些已经为至尊主做超然的奉爱服务的人合作。通过和这些人的合作，出席奉献者会逐渐地学会奉爱服务的技巧，并随着这些这种学习中不断取得进步，相应地去除与物质直接接触的污染。这一进化程序会建立出席奉献者的坚定的决心，逐渐地把它提升到对这种奉爱服务有超然体验的阶段，使他对为至尊主做奉爱服务产生了真正的依恋。接着，他的信心会带他上升到奉爱服务如痴如醉的境界，而这正是对神产生了超然的爱的前奏。奉爱服务的知识可以分为两个部分，即对奉爱服务本质的初步认识，以及对如何做奉爱服务的进一步了解。圣莲薄伽瓦坛记载的是与至尊人格守神有关的一切，包括他的美貌、声望、财富、尊贵、魅力和超然的品质。这一切都吸引人朝向他，与他进行爱的情感的交流。为至尊主做奉爱服务是生物的自然品性，而与物质接触的影响遮盖了这种本性。圣莲薄伽瓦坛帮助人十分诚恳地去除了那层遮盖。正因为如此，特别提到圣莲薄伽瓦坛是超然知识的明灯。奉爱服务的这两个部分，超然知识会向投靠 Vasudev 的灵魂揭示出来。正如佛家梵歌第七章的第十九世界中所说，完全归于 Vasudeva 莲花族的伟大灵魂十分的罕见。译文：纳尔达雅，人格守神化身为 Hansavata。 译文：纳尔达雅，人格守神化身为 Hansavatar， 教导你有关觉悟神和为他做超然的爱心服务的科学。你热情地为他做奉爱服务，令他对你很满意，他还清楚地给你解释了有关奉爱服务的完整科学。全心全意地投靠人格守神 Vasudeva 的人最能够理解这门科学。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshurun Militam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalesh Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashatyadeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are hearing about another very important incarnation of the Lord.
我们在这里面聆听的是主的另外一位非常的重要的化身。
Hamsa.
Hamsa.
Hamsa means swan.
Hamsa 的意思是天鹅。
Yes, the Lord appeared also in a swan form.
所以主呢，他也是以天鹅的形象显现了。Because
swan is a very particular type of bird.
天鹅呢，它是一种非常的特别的鸟。If you
mix the milk with water in a container and give it to a swan, the swan has the ability to extract the milk and leave the water.
如果你要是用一个容器把水和牛奶放在一起，然后呢，把这个混杂着水和牛奶的容器给天鹅。 那么天鹅呢，就能够把牛奶给稀释出来，把水依然留在容器里。So
also the Lord appeared in this form because the Lord has this ability to separate pure consciousness from material consciousness.
那主呢，他显现在这样一个形象的原因，就是因为主他也能够把纯粹的意识知觉和物质的意识知觉相分离开来。How
to extract the real consciousness from this combination of matter.
那如何把纯粹的真正的意识从混杂着物质的这个意识给萃取出来呢？
So Amsavatar appeared at that time to instruct not only Narada Muni, but also his brothers, the four Kumaras.
所以说呢，这个Hamsa Avatar他出现，他并不仅仅是 He's not only
to teach to Narada Muni, but also to his brothers, the four Kumaras.
Okay, 所以呢，这个Hamsa Avatar他的显现，他不仅仅是为了要教导 Narada Muni， 他也是为了要教导 Narada Muni的兄弟四库马尔兄弟们。
So he gave them instructions on this knowledge of devotion.
他把奉爱的知识给予了他们。
Particularly to know the real identity of the self.
特别是去了解自我的本真的身份。
The three different states of consciousness in this material world.
以及在这个物质世界的意识的三个阶段。
And the means to conquer over material existence.
以及 来征服物质的存在的方法。
Because in the material world, everybody becomes involved in material consciousness, involved in illusion.
因为在这个物质世界里，所有的人他全部都卷在了物质的意识以及虚幻之中。
Everybody is affected by material illusion because it's a very powerful energy of the Lord.
因为这个物质的虚幻的能量是主的非常的强大的一个能量，所以呢，在物质世界的人们全部都被这个能量所影响。But
every living entity being a spiritual soul has a natural affinity for loving service to the Lord.
但是呢， 作为一个永恒的灵魂的所有的众生，他们都有对主的自然的无限的爱。But
that natural affinity for loving the Lord becomes covered, artificially covered, because of the influence of material association.
但是就是由于物质的涟漪，使得这个对主的非常自然的这种爱呢，被覆盖了起来。
So this is what Hamsa Avatar came to do, to to really try to uncover this artificial influence of material energy.
所以 Hans Albert 他来做的这个事情就是特别的要把对这个主的爱的这种覆盖要把它给移除掉。
So in this way helped Narada Muni and the four Kumaras to dedicate themselves to the process of devotional service.
那他以这样的方式来帮助Narada Muni 还有四库马尔兄弟，从而呢能够使他们更加好的致力在对主的奉献服务之中。
So what Amsavatar spoke is what is in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is about this. Is about to uncover.Our original consciousness, our original Krishna consciousness.
所以呢 ，Hans Albert 他所讲述的呢，就在《圣典不加瓦坛》中。那么，《圣典不加瓦坛》它所涵盖的内容，就是我们如何能够重新的恢复我们原本的知觉。
So if you don't have an attraction to hear or to read Bhagavatam, means we are still very much affected by material association, and you don't feel that natural inclination, that desire really to uncover our consciousness.
所以如果我们要是没有任何的兴趣去阅读圣典不加瓦坛的话，那也就意味着我们的意识知觉呢还依然是被深深的覆盖着，我们还没有这种自然的倾向被唤醒。
It's like a person may be sick.
那好像是一个生了病的人。
And if the person may be sick but not be very conscious of the seriousness of his sickness.
但是呢，这个人他虽然生病了，可是他自己并没有意识到他病得有多严重。
And there are many people that they are very seriously sick, they need really treatment, but they don't see how serious it is and go about their lives as. Okay, pain here, pain there, disturbed here, but they don't take it seriously.
那实际上呢，有很多人都病得很严重，他们确实是需要好好的治一治，但是呢，他们并没有把这件事情看得有多么的大不了。虽然一天到晚的是这儿在疼或者那儿在受苦，反正有不舒服的地方。
So it means their consciousness is still It's like compared to deep sleep.
那也就意味着呢，他们的这个意识还是处在一个深深的睡眠的状态。
Yes, there is awareness that we are suffering, we are uncomfortable, but we are not awake.
那虽然说有一种觉知，就是我确实是。在受苦，而且呢，我处在一个不舒服的状态，但是依然还是处在一个睡眠的状态之中，还没醒。
So we have to come to an awakened consciousness, means be conscious that there is a problem and we have to do something about.
那所以呢，我们必须要让自己醒过来，让自己处在一个醒觉的意识之中，也就是意味着确实有一些问题是需要处理的。
So this is when we start awakening, our consciousness start awakening, we start becoming aware of our terrible situation.
那也就意味着当我们开始醒过来的时候，当我们的意识开始复苏的时候，我们就可以意识到了我们是处在一个多么的可怕的一种境地之中。
So we seek the help of a professional, say, I don't feel well, these are my symptoms, can you tell me what is my problem?
那所以说呢，我们也生病了，所以呢，我们要去找这个专家来帮我看看。我现在呢有这些症状，来看看我怎么能够解决一下我的这个状态呢？
And then we hear from the doctor what is our problem, and the doctor gives us the medicine.
然后呢，大夫呢就告诉了我们所处在的这个病症到底是什么，然后给我们开了相应的药。
So here we already have knowledge of our situation, our problem.
那所以现在我们已经知道了我们所处的处境，我们的问题是什么。
The doctor has told us. He knows and he has told us and not only told us what is our problem, but how we can deal with the problem.
那大夫呢，他告诉了我们的问题病症，而且不仅如此，他还告诉我们应该怎么去治病。
But then we have to do our part.
但是呢我们还得自己去做我们需要做的那一部分功课。
Yes, we know. Now we know. We know that what is our disease. We know what is the treatment. We know.
那现在我们已经知道了我们生了什么病，我们应该怎么治病。
But now we have to do something. Use this knowledge. Put this knowledge into application.
但是我们现在呢，就得把这个知识要运用起来，然后用这个知识来治疗。
And this is we take the medicine, we follow whatever diet, whatever prescription the doctor has given us. We follow that because we want to be healthy.
因为呢，我们想让自己重新恢复健康的状态，所以呢，我们就得遵医嘱，我们得吃药，而且还得按照大夫给我们说的方法去吃饭。
So.In life is like that. In the beginning, our consciousness is very much covered. We are not even aware that we are in a very terrible situation. We think, okay, I can manage my suffering. Maybe I can work it about. Maybe tomorrow will be better.
那所以我们的生活就是这样的。一开始的时候呢，我们是处在一个很无知的一个状态，我们甚至于不知道自己是处在一个麻烦的生病的一个境地，而且我们就在想，哎呀，反正我就这么着待着吧，也许我明天就会更好一点。
So in the beginning it's like that. Most people are in a sleeping consciousness. They are not aware of the dangerous situation of material existence.
所以呢，大部分人在最开始的时候就是这样的，他是处在一个无意识的状态，并不知道自己是处在非常危险的物质存在的境地之中。
But some individual souls, they have received knowledge. They have understood what is why we are suffering in this material world.
但是呢，有一些这个个人呢，他就接受了这些知识，并且他也知道为什么我们会在这个物质世界受苦。这个物质世界的问题到底是什么？
So we aspiring devotees, we are in this category.
所以呢，我们这些具有赤诚之心的这些准奉献者们呢，我们是处在这样的一个状态之中的。
We have now the understanding of who we are, that this material existence is not our real existence.
那而且我们就知道了我们到底是谁，而且呢，这个物质的存在呢，并不是我们真正的应该处在的一种状态。
Our connections with this material world are artificial, are temporary.
我们和这个物质世界的连接呢，是人为的，而且呢，也是短暂临时的。
And there is a way to be free from this material environment and be situated in our original constitutional position.
而且呢，我们是有一种方法能够让自己摆脱，所处在的短暂而临时的这种状态，而且能够恢复自己原本的处置。
Where we can be situated in a perfect loving relationship with Krishna.
在那样的状态，我们可以完全的处在和 Krishna 的爱的相互的关系之中。
And be totally free from material influence.
而且呢，能够完全摆脱物质的影响。
Means no more suffering.
也就意味着不再受苦了。
A life full of bliss and knowledge.
那我们的也就会过上一个充满了知识，非常的快乐的生活。
An eternal life.
而且那是一个永恒的生命。
Yes, we have this information.
所以呢，我们确实是有这些信息的。
So we can deal with our problem.
所以呢，我们可以去应对我们的问题。
We know exactly what we have to do, or more or less exactly what we have to do.
那所以呢，我们或多或少的知道我们应该怎么做。
So this is already an awakening of our consciousness. We are now aware.Of what is our problem, and how you can deal with the problem and attain a blissful life.
那所以说，我们已经开始在唤醒我们的意识，而且我们也意识到了什么是我们的问题，以及我们怎么去解决这个问题，以及我们如何能够过上一个非常极乐的生活。
We already can analyze what is what is right, what is wrong, what is material consciousness, what is Krishna consciousness. We can analyze already.
而且我们已经可以有这种分析能力，知道什么是对的，什么是错的，什么是物质的意识，什么是Krishna 的直觉意识。
What is reality? What is illusion?
什么是虚幻？什么是真实？
So this is the preliminary knowledge.
所以呢，这些都是最原初的知识。
We know what is our problem, and we know what to do in order to get rid of this problem.
那我们知道我们都有些什么样的问题，而且我们也知道，如果是想摆脱这些问题麻烦的话，应该怎么做。
But then we have, in order to really achieve a result, to be situated in that spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, we have to put into execution this knowledge.
但是如果要是真的达到这个结果，而且呢让自己真正的获得这个 Krishna 知觉的这个结果的话，我们就必须要运用这些知识，要好好的去修习这些知识。
So that's in the beginning, because of this knowledge, we develop a desire. We develop a desire to achieve self-realization, to be spiritually realized.
那也就是因为有了这些知识，所以呢，我们就开始建立起了一种想要去达到他们，想让自己得到灵性的觉悟的愿望。
That's why we try to associate with persons who are also spiritually inclined.
那也就这个原因呢，我们也去和那些在灵性上有倾向的人去联谊，这是我们的愿望。
And out of those who are spiritually inclined, we want to associate with those who already have great experience in this in application of this knowledge.
那所以说，在所有这些有灵性倾向的这些人之中呢，我们希望和那些已经在运用这门知识中获得了很多体验的人联谊。
Means we want to associate with sadhus, with saintly devotees.
也就是说呢，我们希望能够和萨度或者说具有神圣，就是圣人级的奉献者联谊。
Means those who are seriously practicing this knowledge, putting into application this knowledge in their lives.
也就是和那些非常的认真的研习，并且把这门知识运用于他们的生活实践中的那些人联谊。
So by being in such an environment, such association, we become less influenced by material association.
所以当自己处在这样的环境之中，处在这样的联谊之中的时候呢，我们也就越来越少的和物质的环境联谊了。
So as you become more and more influenced by this knowledge and important this knowledge, then we want to start practicing it seriously.
所以呢，当我们越来越多的被这个知识所影响的时候，我们也希望能够越来越认真的去研习。
That's when the devotees really very seriously want to be connected with this process and accept the spiritual master, receive initiation from a spiritual master, receive instructions from him.
所以说呢，当一个非常认真的想要去学习这个程序的这些奉献者，那么他就希望认真的让自己能够进入到这个程序，然后呢接受一位灵性导师，得到他的启迪，从而呢获得他的训示。
So under the guidance of the spiritual master, the devotee begins the process of devotional service seriously.
所以呢，在灵性导师的指导之下呢，这位奉献者他就非常的认真的开始了他的奉爱修习的程序。
So what happens if we really practice seriously devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master?
如果要是在一位正宗的灵性导师的指导下，非常认真的进行奉献服务的修习的话，会得到什么样的结果呢？
Gradually, we start becoming detached, become free from material attachment.
也就意味着我们会逐渐的、慢慢的，弃掉对物质依附的依恋之情。
Means we start recognizing what is wrong in ourselves, and how we can overcome this by by applying the process very nicely.
也就意味着我们开始就意识到了我们自己都有些什么样的问题，而且呢，我们如何能够很好的通过履行这个程序，让自己逾越这些问题和麻烦。
This is called the removal of anarthas, unwanted things.
那么这个被称为叫对 anartha 的移除，也就是去移掉那些不想要的东西。
Krishna, through the process of devotional service, we become aware of what is our internal problems, what is the problems within our consciousness.
也就是说呢，通过这个奉爱修习的程序，使我们开始意识到我们内在的问题都有些什么。阿叔 ，sorry， 阿叔。沙利玛吉是我听不见了，还是阿叔不在
？Alas, this okay. I'm here.
Okay.
So we have to be aware what is the root of our problems.
那所以说呢，我们必须要意识到我们问题的根在哪里。
We may not be able.Not be able to deal with these problems individually.
但是我们也许可能不能够依靠自己的力量去解决这些问题。
We may need help.
我们也许可能需要帮助。
And we should seek help.
而且呢，我们也需要寻求帮助。
To do whatever is necessary to deal with the unwanted things within our hearts.
我们为了要解决我们内心中不想要的这些问题和麻烦，要去做一些必要的事情。
So this is a stage in our devotional progress that can take very very long time.
但是呢，在我们的奉爱的这个程序之中呢，这是一个非常漫长的一个过程，可能要花好长好长的时间。
We are not all on the same level when we begin our practice of Krishna consciousness.
所以，当我们开始进行 Krishna 知觉的修习的时候，我们大家并不是在一个层面上的。
Our past is not the same as our other devotees' past. Everyone has a different past.
因为每一位奉献者的过去都是不一样的。
Some they have a very terrible past, so there are many anarthas, many unwanted things in the heart. Some maybe have less.
那有些人呢，可能有一个非常的可怕的过去，所以在内心之中呢，可能有更多的 anartha, 更多的不想要的事情。但也许可能有的人的他的一个过去呢，并没有那么复杂。
That's why you see sometimes devotees.With this, practically the same level of sincerity in their practice, some devotees advance very fast, some go a little slower.
所以呢，我们就可以看到有些奉献者呢，他在这个练习的过程中呢，他可能就特别的认真严谨，而且呢，他就能够取得飞快的进步。但有些奉献者呢，可能他的这个速度就慢一些。
So we are not all the same. Yet each individual soul has done his own journey in this material world.
所以呢，我们每一个人并不是在一条就是在一个层级之上。每一个奉献者在我们的物质世界中呢，都有我们自己不同的旅程。
So here in this period of recognizing or being aware of our anarthas, that is what is the most difficult for most of practitioners of devotional service.
所以说呢，对于在修习奉爱服务的大部分的这些习练者来说呢，来认知到以及移除我们的 anartha 是最难的一步。
Because it's very, very hard, very difficult to face our own internal problems. Sometimes can be very ugly, very, very, very embarrassing.
因为很难去面对我们自己内在的问题，因为有的时候呢，这个内在的问题是非常的肮脏的，而且呢也是很尴尬的去面对的。
And this, and we don't need to go and just mention to anyone and everyone what is our problem. This is something between us and those who are guiding us, those we have trust in association.
但事实上呢，我们不需要广而告之的去告诉所有人我们内心所面对的这个问题到底是什么，我们的麻烦到底是什么。这个其实只是我们和那些指导我们前行的那些老师之间所需要了解的就好了。
But it's enough to make us feel a little humble that actually we have problem, we need help.
但是呢，当我们知道我们有问题，而且我们需要帮助的时候，这至少能够让我们变得有一点点谦卑了。
So gradually, gradually, as we overcome this unearthed, this unwanted things, and you really become free from this, become more and more free from this unwanted things within our hearts, then our practice becomes very, very steady.
所以呢，当我们在慢慢的移除我们的 anartha 的这个过程中，使我们慢慢的从这些 anartha 的这个束缚之中解脱了出来。当我们解脱出来的时候呢，我们就真正的变得非常稳定的在沿袭我们的奉爱服务了。
It's like you are trying to run, you are trying to run, but we are carrying heavy loads on you, on your back, on your shoulders, on your front. You are carrying heavy loads, and you want to run, but you cannot run very fast because so much load is there.
比如说呢，我们想跑，但是呢，我们却跑不动。跑不动的原因呢，是因为我们扛了太多的东西，在肩膀上，在后背上，在胳膊上，在前面抱着所有的就是这些沉重的东西，所以呢，想跑也跑不动。
So that's why we cannot run very fast because too much heaviness.
所以呢，太沉了，所以我们也跑不快。
But if we gradually give up all those weights that are there, what we have in our backs, on our shoulders, everywhere, you start getting free from that, releasing ourselves from that, then we can run very fast.
但是如果我们要是逐渐的放下这些重担，我们把这些沉重的负担从我们的肩膀，从我们的后背，从我们的臂膀中，要是慢慢的给它卸掉的话，我们就可以轻松的跑快了。
So the same.In devotional life, as we gradually become free from these unwanted things that are weights in our consciousness, we get rid of them, gradually, gradually we can move faster, we can become steadier in our practice of devotional service.
所以说当我们逐渐地放下我们的意识知觉中的这些沉重的负担的时候，我们就可以越来越轻松，而且跑得越来越快了。
It's very important. It's very important to become very steady.
所以而且我们就能变得越来越稳定，而且这个稳定呢是非常重要的一件事情。
Because as long as we are not steady, means the anarthas, the unwanted things can bring us down. That weight of unwanted things can bring us down. That's when the devotees have difficulties and sometimes even leave.Their practice of Krishna consciousness.
因为当我们在不稳定的这种状态下的时候呢，我们的这些 anarthas, 这些不想要的这些东西，它就会把我们往下拽，然后呢，使我们没有办法很稳定的去休息。
That's why we have to do something to deal with this. This is our disease. This is what is affecting our original consciousness.
那所以呢，这也就是我们必须要做的一些事情。这个呢，是我们的疾病，因为这样的 anartha 它会影响着我们最原初的知觉。
Then when you become steady, naturally we develop a much higher taste in the practice of devotional service. We develop really a profound taste in our practices.
所以说呢，当我们变得稳定以后呢，我们就很自然的能够。培养出对于奉献服务的自然的那种品味。
So at that stage, yes, because we already have taste, we are steady, we have taste, then it's very difficult to fail, to go back from that stage because we already experienced something much better.
因为在非常稳定的有品味的这种状态下 我们就很难再回到之前的状态了，因为这会儿我们已经品尝到了更加甜美的食物。
Some anarthas may still there.
但在此时呢，可能有一些 anartha 依然还在。
But they don't affect us anymore. We are dealing with that. They are not a weight in our running, you know, in devotional service.
但是呢，我们却可以去应对他们。那么这个呢，已经不再是我们在奉献服务的路途中的障碍了，所以它不会再影响我们。
And then when you really get a profound taste in devotional service, in hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy names, associating with the devotees, being a dhamma, you really develop a strong taste for these spiritual activities. Naturally, gradually, we come to a stage where we start to experience the first symptoms, a love of Krishna.
所以呢，当我们真正的品味出了更加深厚的品味，当我们在唱诵主的圣名，然后呢，在聆听主的这些逍遥时光，并且和主的奉献者在进行联谊的时候，培养出了这个非常非常深的这种品味的时候，那我们就能够更加深的。Sorry, Ashu,
we start develop an attraction for Krishna, a preliminary feeling of love for Krishna.
Yeah. 那然后呢，我们就会开始对 Krishna 就是开始被 Krishna 所吸引，而且呢，我们也就有了那种想要去爱 Krishna 的那种愿望了。
So from that stage, and then to develop until we develop pure love of Krishna is a very short distance.
所以在这个状态下和对 Krishna 的纯爱已经距离很近了。
Very easy.
已经很容易了。
The last anarthas that affects us in a very subtle way disappear and we retain completely love for Krishna.
所以说呢，去影响我们真正的爱 Krishna 的最后的那非常精微的 anartha 已经很容易的被移除，从而让我们去真正的爱 Krishna 了。
So these are the steps, the gradual steps that we go through in our practice of devotional service.
对，这个是我们在练习 Krishna 知觉的这个奉献服务的过程中需要经历的路途。
And we have to go through these steps in order to achieve success.
那所以呢，我们为了要得到成功，我们必须要经历所有的这些步骤。
Beginning by developing a preliminary faith where we really accept this is the real thing. Yes, I understand what is my problem. I understand this is the real thing I have to do to get rid of my problem, to be healthy, to be in good consciousness. This is what I have to do.
那么这在就始于在最开始的时候呢，我们要建立起一点点信心，然后呢，要知道这个是我们必须要做的事情，而且呢，要意识到我的问题在哪儿。那我需要解决我的这些问题，让自己重新变得健康起来，然后呢，去做这个事儿。那这是我明白必须要做的。
Naturally, because we want to really be cured, to be in a healthy situation, so we associate with those who are already very, very spiritual elevated.
那我们因为知道自己呢，想要让自己处在就是变得灵性化，而且变得健康起来，那所以呢，我们也就知道必须要和那些在灵性上已经非常的高深精进的人去联谊，才能够达到这一点。
So under their association and then accepting a spiritual master as our guide and following the instructions and we start practicing devotional service very seriously.
所以呢，得到他们的联谊，并且呢，得到这个灵性导师，并且在灵性导师那里，得到这个训示，得到指点，然后我们就能够非常认真的、仔细的去进行我们的研习了。
And as we practice sincerely, honestly, gradually, our heart, our consciousness become purified, and we become more aware of our of our problems.
因为当我们非常认真的非常真诚的研习的时候呢，那我们的这个心呢就会变得越来越净化，从而呢我们也能够更好的去意识到我们真正的问题是什么。
So we will be faced with our with the problems within our hearts, so we can gradually by following the process nicely, we can deal with these problems.
所以呢我们就能够面真正的面对我们内心的问题，然后很好的去遵循我们所修习的这个程序，然后我们就能够很好的去应对我们内心的这些问题了。
Then we can, when we deal really with our unwanted things, habits, thoughts, everything that is there in our hearts, our bad tendencies, everything, when we start dealing with this in a very honest way, and then gradually become very, very steady in our practice.
那么因为在我们内心中呢有很多不想要的想法，有很多这个坏的毛病，有一些问题，那么当我们真正的去应对，去面对所有的这些问题和麻烦的时候，慢慢的移除它们之后，我们就能够更加稳定的去进行我们的风爱休息的程序了。
And in this way, yes, as we become steadier, then we develop a strong taste for the practice of devotional service.
我们越来越稳定，使得我们呢在修习奉爱的这个服务的这个程序之中呢，就会变得更加的稳定。
Certainly, even in the beginning, sometimes devotees.They feel very steady. We see devotees right from the very beginning. They feel very steady, and certainly devotees experience some taste in practicing devotional service, even the very very beginning.
那有的时候呢，我们会看到一些奉献者在刚刚开始修习的时候呢，就已经处在了非常稳定的一种状态，而且呢，在这个即便是在非常初级的修习的阶段，他也在这个奉献服务的程序之中。体尝到了这个品味。
But because the heart is not yet purified from these anarthas, from these unwanted things within our hearts, then we can fail in our steadiness, and we can even lose the taste for the practices of devotion.
但是呢，由于我们内心中的这些 anartha 不想要的东西还没有完全的被清除掉，所以说呢，我们就有可能。从这个稳定的这个状态摔下来，而且呢可能也就有的时候就不会有那么强的这种信心。
So Krishna wants us to face the unwanted things that are in our heart, because this is caused by our previous activities.
那 Krishna 呢，他其实是希望我们能够见到我们内心的这些不洁之物的，因为所有的这些 anarthas 全部都来源于我们之前的活动。
That we take responsibility, because this is what a result of what we have done.
因为这是我们之前行事所获得的这个结果，所以我们必须要为这些结果所负责。
It can be very ugly, it can be very painful.
它肯定很肮，它可能会很肮脏，或者是很痛苦。
But we need to face that.
但是我们需要去面对。
And then we have to voluntarily accept the responsibility and try to seek help to get over this anarthas and particularly not go back to the same type of activities that generated this type of anarthas.
而且，所以呢，我们要为这些 anartha 所负责。而且我们也需要去寻求帮助，让我们能够面对以及去清除掉所有这些 anartha。但更重要的是，让自己不要再回去了，不要再回到之前的这些 anartha 的这个状态之中。
But it's nice once we get over when the devotee gets over these anartha or most of these anartha, then it's like a person who can run without any weights, you know, can just freely run. It can be so steady.
但是非常好的一件事情就是，当奉献者他能够清除或者是大部分的清除所有这些 anartha 的时候，那他就可以像是一个没有任何的负担的在奔跑的人了。
It's not that we are alone dealing with our problems. No, we are not alone. Krishna is there all the way, Prabhupada is there, our spiritual masters are there. They're all the way there to help us in this situation.
但是呢，我们并不是孤军奋战的在这条路上奔跑的，因为 Krishna 他始终都在那里 ，Srila Prabhupada 以及我们的 Guru Maharaj 始终都在那里在帮助着我们。
So we have necessary help, but we have to seek that help.
所以呢，我们是有这些帮助的，而且呢，我们也要去寻求这些帮助。
Because on our own, it's very difficult to overcome these tendencies.
因为如果我们要是只是凭一己之力的话，是很难去克服这些倾向的。
Sometimes the devotees that just okay, just let me stick to the practice, chanting nicely and reading Srila Prabhupada's books and do everything very nice. Yes, that's very nice.
但是有的时候奉献者说那好吧那干脆就让我好好的去练习吧好好的这个阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍好好的去唱诵圣名非常专注的去唱诵圣名那当然这样是很好的。
But it's not sufficient, we need personal help.
但是并不够因为我们确实是需要亲身的帮助。
We need to beg for help.
我们必须要去祈求着获得帮助。
Either by praying to Guru, Prabhupada, Krishna, or by really seek the help of some senior devotees who can help us in dealing with particular problems because maybe they already went through that and they can give us some guidance.
那我们一方面的这种寻求帮助呢是可以向 Guru, Srila Prabhupada, 还有 Krishna 祈祷他们能够帮助我们。另外一种呢就是可以真正的去寻找年长的奉献者已经经历了这些痛苦的阶段的这些奉献者来亲身的指导我们如何去应对我们的问题。
But we should not feel ashamed because you need help, because sometimes you feel so proud that we think, okay, I just follow the process, I don't need anyone's help. No, we need help.
但是呢，我们不要由于想要去寻求帮助而感到羞愧或者耻辱，因为我们有的时候可能会由于自己的骄傲而感到我只要好好的去修习这个程序就好了，我不需要帮助，不是这样的，我们的确是需要亲身的帮助的。
It's better to be very honest. This is our serious problems. I need competent help of people who have experience, who have gone through that.And they can help me with very practical tips.
那所以呢，我们最好是非常诚实的面对自己。那么这是一个非常严重的问题，我是需要一个有能力的有这方面的这个问题经验的这个人来帮助我。我是需要有这样的帮助的。
That's why Srila Prabhupada says, in order to enter into this process of devotional service, we have to become a willing cooperator.
那么所以释迦牟尼佛他就说了，为了要让我们更好的能够进入到这个 Krishna 知觉的奉爱服务的修习，那我们需要让自己成为一个合作者。
So as such, one should voluntarily cooperate with persons who are already seriously engaged in transcendental devotional service.
所以呢，一个人呢，他应该非常自愿的去和那些已经在从事着对 Krishna 的超人的奉献服务的人，去和他合作。
By cooperating with such persons, a candidate become gradually expert in the techniques of devotional service.
因为呢，在和他的这个合作的过程中呢，一个候选人他就能够成为奉献服务的专家。
And with their help, with their teachings, with their guidance.We can gradually become free from the contamination of material association.
而且呢，在这些在他们的这种指导之下，使我们能够逐渐的免掉物质涟漪的污染。
So this is our process.
所以呢，这就是我们的程序。
We just have to take it very seriously, not just have the understanding, but really put into practice very seriously.
但是呢，我们要对这件事情呢非常的严肃和认真。我们不仅仅是从理论上知道，而且我们也要从实践上去践行。
So we're gonna have to stop here.
那我们今天这个课呢，就必须得停在这里了。
We have 4 minutes.
我们还有四分钟的时间。
So you can ask a very burning question.
所以如果大家有非常紧急的问题的话，那现在可以问一下。
And if there are other questions, please write down, post them, and we will deal with them next time.
那如果要是还有些其他的问题呢，请您这个也可以写下来，然后呢，我们下一次的时候呢，为大家解答。所以第一个问题呢是来自于 Chandra Velasni 的问题，顶拜阿叔，顶拜翻译，您现在讲到不稳定时间的。Anartha 会把我们往下拽，那么请问要多久才能够稳定呢？多久才能够有深厚的品位呢？ Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. In your lecture, you mentioned that sometimes we are not very steady. So when we're not steady, those Anarthas will feel us down. So my question is that it will take how long for us to be stable?And also, how long for us to develop that very profound taste?
Depends how much we take it seriously, the process of devotional service.
那么这个要取决于我们对于奉献服务的程序有多么的认真的去履行。
But certainly takes always some time.
但是呢，毫无疑问，它总是需要花一些时间。
But as we said, it's not the same for every devotee.
但是呢，我已经说了，并不是说对于每一位奉献者来说呢，它都是同样的展现。
Because we all come to Krishna consciousness with a different package caused by previous activities.
因为呢，我们每一个人都有自己不同的过去的这个各种各样的行为，所以说呢，我们是在不同的这种背景下进入到 Krishna 知觉的。
But mostly depends on the degree of our sincerity.
但是呢，这最主要的取决的条件呢，是我们有多么的真诚，多么的认真。
And in order to develop really a good sincerity, we have to associate with devotees who are very sincere also in their practice.
那么，为了要让我们变得非常的认真严肃呢，我们也需要去和那些在奉爱服务的这个休息的过程中非常严肃的奉献者去联谊。
Association is very important.
那么这个联谊呢是非常重要的。
People even in the material world, according to their interests in life, they associate with particular people.
那么即便是 sorry, in the material life, right?
In material life, people according to their interests, they associate with different people.
Yeah, 那么在这个物质生活中也是如此，人们根据自己的兴趣和各种各样的人在联系着。
So we had to seek good association.
那么所以说呢，我们必须要寻求好的联谊。
You may say, "Oh, I'm alone. I'm in a place I don't have much association."
但是也许可能我会说，那我是自己独自一个人住在一个地方，我可能没有办法得到很好的联谊。
Well, you already have the association of Srila Prabhupada through his books.
但是呢，你已经能够从 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍中得到和他的联谊。
Just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, you can have his association.
那么就是通过阅读释迦牟尼的书籍就可以得到他的联谊。
Yes, we may need also living persons that are there and they're giving a good example that we can see. Yes, we, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we will find this type of devotees.
那当然我们也需要有这个在世的人给我们亲身的联谊，但是呢，在释迦牟尼的仁慈之下呢，他也会给我们安排这样的人和我们联谊的。
And nowadays you can associate also by electronic ways, by internet, so try to find devotees that are very sincere and with whom you can associate.
而且在当今的这个年代呢，我们还可以用这个互联网的这种形式在网上和大家有这个联谊，所以说呢，要在这个网上也可以去找一些自己喜欢的相应的这个好的奉献者来联谊。
Just briefly address the what actually what is anartha? The next question.
The next question. What is the subtle anarthas?
A subtle anarthas means they are there. This is traces of our anarthas that's still lingering, some attachment for maybe fame, prestige, recognition, you know. It's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. It's not really envy in the heart or really strong pride in the heart. But we're still hankering for recognitions, people appreciate us and things like that. We still attracted to those things. This is very subtle.
那么这个精微的 anartha 呢，它并不仅仅是，它不指的是那些就是非常的重的，比如说愤怒啊，或者是贪婪啊，就不是这些了，而是一些非常精微的，比如说想要被别人夸赞呐、啊，或者说是想要被人家认出来啊，是想得到一些声望啊，就这样的这些一些痕迹在那里，这些叫精微的 anartha。
Okay, we're going to have to stop here because our translator is very busy.
不好意思啊，我今天因为是我有问题，我必须要赶着出门，所以说今天只能请阿叔这课讲到这会儿了。
So please, whatever questions that come, please keep for the next time.
那所以说呢，就是如果大家有任何其他的问题的话呢，我们下一周一定请阿叔帮我们细心的解答。
Thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Sati and Dana Kelly Matajis.
特别的感谢 Sati Matajis 和 Dana Kelly.
Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Amsavatar ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari
Hari. Ashu ki jai. 外昆达之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢阿叔为我们的精彩讲述，还有萨提玛拉基为我们安排的这个平台。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。哈利·克里斯那。